ChumbaCasino.com, you can play online for free to earn rewards. And we're here to help you use those rewards at any of our locations. Getting to our gaming floor can start on your sofa. Getting to our restaurants can start at your table. And getting to our hotel can start in your bedroom. Play online for free and find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, ALMHA.org, to find a retailer near you. That's ALAMHA.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a nice string of days underway. The nights are still chilly, but we have a warm-up on the way. For today, nice afternoon recovery. Sunshine, high around 74. You can't beat this weather. Clear skies, not quite as cold tonight. Overnight, low temperature 49. Tomorrow, a warmer day, high near 80. We'll be in the low 80s on Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. Sunday's high up to about 84. There could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area Sunday. The rain chances are tiny. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Okay, listen up, people.
We've got a situation here.
It's hard to even remember how it all began.
No, it isn't.
No, it really isn't.
It was like 3 weeks ago. Someone might have gotten sick.
Somebody's sick. Somebody's sick.
What kind of sickness?
A virus.
A virus?
What virus thing?
Corona.
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 Virus.
Things got out of control.
So then I thought, let's go to a restaurant.
The U.S. government says,
shut it down.
Shut it down.
And now it's like,
lock the doors, we're on full quarantine.
Oh, this is so frustrating.
If I can just escape this quarantine.
Oh my God, for the last time, we're not playing quarantine. This is a quarantine.
We may be here for a while.
We're trapped in here.
This sucks.
There is nothing we can do. Nothing.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
We're stuck in space now forever.
What?
Okay.
Stop.
Do you ever listen to yourself?
There are things we can do.
Like what?
First things first, let's sterilize the area.
All citizens are advised to wash their hands thoroughly.
Before me stands your coworker,
who didn't have to wash his hands after a day's work.
You should start distancing yourself from him.
Right now, our best defense has been social distancing.
Have some respect for your fellow human beings.
Please, just stay away from me. Stay away.
I have another great idea.
We can work from home.
Stay home.
That could work.
Well, it started out nicely.
We were getting along real good.
At first, everyone was like,
up in here, up in here.
And then, boom.
I got cabin fever. It's been a half a day.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And welcome to the big broadcast. Happy hour. Just talk 93.1 FM, WACV for... It is Thursday. It's getting harder and harder to tell. It's Greg, Rosie, Brock, and the much-beloved Ed Gloria.
And here they are.
He being Jerry and Jebra.
Please clap.
Somebody I don't... a note from Gary. On the road. In... Good afternoon to everybody I'm listening. Headed back from Knoxville. Love you both. Say my prayers for both of you. What a guy.
Love you too.
That's right. Have some good news regarding Baumhauer's. There's some things going on there. I'll start telling you about those tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting, actually.
I went there last night. Got takeout.
See, I am going tomorrow night. We're trying to do our best you know, everybody's watching their money, but on the other hand, if we're working, we're getting a check, we got to try and keep the small businesses going. How about you, much beloved and glorious people coming by Adams Motorsports?
Yeah, actually, we're selling a lot of stuff.
Well,
I'm excited.
If somebody wants to really get away from it all,
exactly,
you're the guy they need to go
well,
see.
Well, that's what the little short mean woman keeps saying, you know. Don't be stuck at home. Get out and ride. Enjoy. You know, enjoy this beautiful weather because today is gorgeous.
It is. Today was really, really nice. The doggies got to go for a walk today.
Oh, they're happy.
And if you didn't know that there was this Shy-Com, Corona, COVID, whatever you want to call it, virus going around, life would seem pretty normal. Try and figure out the stock market.
Good luck.
6 million unemployment claims. I mean, that's just a staggering number. 10 million in 2 weeks. And the market goes up 500 points. The Dow.
It just doesn't make sense.
It certainly doesn't.
They know something we don't know.
Hang on, I have to text a sesame chicken to somebody.
Help is on the way.
It is. What I understand, it's here. It's just on stand down right now, so we'll see what happens.
Help is on the way.
They know something we don't know is what Terry said, and I said, help is on the way.
Do fill us in.
Oh, the angelics are here. If you're a Bible believer, then you know where we are in end time prophecy. And from what I've been told by people who know such things, the angelics are here. But that also, well, let me put it this way. Our destruction will come from elsewhere, and our redemption will come from elsewhere. And both parties are here. I mean, things are about to, if you're into the Bible, you're about to see things that you've been reading about your whole life. I'll just put it that way.
Who am I to argue? It's been there for a long, long time, and you people don't realize this about Terry. Well, some do. Those of you listening to Clearing the Air certainly do. But you've given a lot of time and effort and study to Revelations.
Yes, I have.
And you're seeing things happening now that connect to what you've read there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, so many things in the Bible we used to read and go, how's that possible? Like the witnesses. How are we going to see these, everybody in the world's going to see these people get killed and then rise from the dead? How's that going to happen? Well, the only way that can happen, and we know this now, is through the World Wide Web, which we didn't have, you know?
Right.
So it's just amazing how biblical prophecy is 100% accurate.
I've done a lot of reading today. I've been all over the internet at sources I trust, which means none of the networks, no CNN, no MSLSD. And I have reached the conclusion that they have to start sending people back to work by the end of this month. Not the end of May. The damage will be too... too enormous.
I agree.
We will not recover. If you can't do that, we just can't shut it down and stay at home for 2 months.
Exactly.
It's not just the economic damage. I mean, we're trying to help restaurants that have had to shutter to in dining eaters for 2-3 weeks, hoping that it's no more than that, and maybe they'll survive on curbside or takeout. But a lot of them aren't going to make it. And the boutiques and salons and all the places that employ a lot of people here that have had to close. And I don't understand because, well, yeah, when you get a manicure or pedicure, it's a contact kind of thing, but they use, everything is soaked in barbicide. if they wear, they generally do wear a mask.
And
I would,
gloves.
If I had to work on people's feet, I'd wear a mask.
Absolutely.
And gloves, if those services can be provided with fresh changes on all that stuff. Because what do? Do we sit back at the behest of our lords and masters in government and just watch the country die? I don't want to do that.
No, I don't either.
We can't do that. What the hell's the point in avoiding COVID-19 if we're going to get killed by poverty, depression, alcoholism, drug addiction, and all the other coping things? Alcohol sales are up 55%. That's a big red flag to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And gun sales, too.
Guns.
That's scary.
Not saying that people are drinking themselves to death, but alcohol's a depressant. So if you are coping with all of this, this onslaught of bad news, you're not going to feel any better. When it clears your system, you're probably going to feel worse.
Bingo.
It's kind of how it worked for me.
Exactly how it works.
So, you know, and as David Blackman pointed out in his blog today, nobody elected Dr. Fauci to run the country for a year and a half.
Yep.
And Fauci has very close ties to Hillary Clinton. So does Birx. I don't trust these people.
I don't either.
I just can't. I'll hear what they have to say. I'm trusting the president when the situation calls for him to question what they're throwing out there. First of all, I think these doom and gloom numbers are way over the top. I don't think we're going to lose as many as they claim. And as is the case with the seasonal flu or anything else, a certain percent of the population that's at risk. I'm looking back, lost a few friends this year, very unexpectedly younger, but everybody had one thing in common, a comorbidity issue going on that made them vulnerable to a flu or anything else. I'm convinced that this thing has been around longer than the beginning of March, mid-February. Well, Trump talked about it in his State of the Union. And now Adam Schiff, that asshole, has to, we're going to have a commission like 9/11. We're going to study what happened.
Here we go.
I can only wish the worst on that bald-headed prick.
This is the final nail in their coffin. Would you agree, Terry?
I hope so. It's hard for me to see the hope porn stuff. And I pray I'm wrong, Miss Rosie. I pray I'm wrong.
They
I just
are
don't see
hellbound
it.
In going over hellbound. The cliff.
They're hellbound, no doubt about that.
Well, you know, they're like, they can't stop themselves. They're going to run over the cliff with all this nonsense.
This guy, it's, again, how were we naive thinking that, all this time, as March began, my column is out today. Maybe I'll read it today.
I hope you do.
I think you should.
Yeah, it's better when you read it.
There's something. Hang on. I'm trying to check something here.
Well, what I heard, Greg, was that the United States is suing China in international court for $21 trillion for the deaths of Americans over this. And the wording of it, this is a bioweapon.
Well, yeah. It sure seems to be. And what really, really pisses me off, the media passing along these Chinese numbers like they have any value whatsoever.
Yeah, you got to totally disregard the mainstream media. They're liars. Luciferian psychopaths. They're liars.
Yeah. I mean, these people have lied about everything.
Yep.
Well, Wuhan's locked down. Well, Wuhan's not. And then we saw that that piece that Tucker Carlson ran on, that creepy-looking bat that supposedly was infected with this thing. This all goes back to China. The economic destruction goes back to China. And, yeah, we should hand them a bill for it because this wasn't a naturally mutating flu.
No, nothing natural about it.
No. And the only comfort to us is that we're not alone. It's a worldwide issue. Interesting, too, how bad it is in Great Britain, where they just elected somebody that doesn't want to be a globalist, a country that just left the European Union.
Love it.
Bastards. They're just consciousless. They cannot possibly have one. And your thoughts on this are welcome, too, but I've reached the decision that if we have to wear a mask, fine. If we have to wear gloves, we'll figure it out. Keep the social distancing. We'll figure it out. But we are really at the breaking point here with the damage that's already been inflicted. It really is time to start thinking, when do we get back?
Well,
because then the question becomes, well, what are we coming back to if it's all closed?
Exactly, exactly. Look at the long, the big picture. I think we should be using, the military needs to be using our bioweapons labs to figure this thing out, and let's figure out what the antidote is, and let's distribute it, and let's get America back going like we were blowing and going 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Let's get back to where we were.
We actually were a month ago. the market was still close to its record highs. And that's why when I wrote that piece for Boom, I said, by the time you read this in 2 weeks, this could all be wrong, because that's how fast it was changing. Mm-hmm. Literally, in the time it took me to write the column, it was changing. We have our first caller of the afternoon, and it's Soldier Boy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and lady.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you remember the old movie that Brad Pitt had, World War Z?
No. I heard of it, but I didn't see it.
Terry, you've seen it, haven't you?
Yes. I try to make it a habit to not...
Well, it's an interesting movie about a pandemic, and what it is that the virus in these individuals needs a live, healthy host in order to exist. And he finds out eventually at the end of the movie that he has to put something bad into him so he can get past him, because they won't try to bite him that will turn him into that virus. So it's kind of interesting. And you talk about bioweapons, Terry. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that aircraft carrier out there.
Okay.
That aircraft carrier is where? Out there by Guam?
Yes.
What, off the what? China coast?
That's right.
Is that the one with the infected crew?
Now, how did that get on that boat there, Terry, when there have been 3 months on a cruise and they haven't hit land?
Well, that's a good question.
Somebody mail it? Somebody got dropped it in overnight?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
Do we know they didn't stop at some port along the way?
That's the rumor, because a lot of times they go on 6-month mid-cruises, some of my friends tell me, and they don't even stop because they're on a nuclear, and they don't have to even get fuel.
That's right.
They carry enough food.
That's right. They can go and go and go.
6 months cruises, and they'll just stay out there. So that's like our subs will stay underneath the water
for a year,
because everything's nuclear-powered.
Yep, for a year.
And I remember when I was in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, usually the command post is where the commander is, and the commander's from, like, transportation, supply, and everything else. And that's usually the most fortified and guarded. But you know what the most guarded place was when I was in the desert out there during Desert Shield, Desert Storm?
What's that?
It was the water bladders.
That makes sense.
They had about 10, 15 guys with fully automatic weapons guarding in that heat around those bladders. Mm-hmm. And I asked the biotech guy from the hospital, I was like, why is that? He said, all you need is a little thimble of some biochemical, mm-hmm. put it in the water system, and it'll shut down everybody. Because you all need water in the desert. So put it in the water system, not even the food system, but in the water system, and everybody's going to drink that water. And they were so scared about it, we started contracting and getting bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take, you don't need a tank. You don't need, like that movie Red Dawn, you don't need a tank or an aircraft to attack you. You can do it cheaply, biochemicals.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Now, it looks like it's a new type of warfare. And if you look at it, it's almost like we've gone to war, or China's gone to war with us.
How is Russia doing with this?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Why would we believe anything they tell us anyway?
Yeah.
Well, I think
they're not much better than China.
Well, that's true. But China and Russia are not the best of buddies either.
That's true.
So I'm just curious, has Russia been hit as hard as we have? That would make us sound like we were the main target all the time.
That's a good point.
They're on lockdown.
Russia is?
Yes.
Are their numbers even close to ours?
I don't know.
See, because I'm not hearing any news reports, anything about Russia. And here's this big country bumped right next to China.
Yeah.
And you're not even having the numbers that we have across the planet.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, now that you've scared the crap out of us, Soldier Boy, have a good afternoon. Appreciate it. Here's Terry.
Okay, just like Soldier Boy just said, in the water, remember, it came a lot of blood just before it all outbreak, you know.
That's just a good point. Good point.
Okay, you remember all the rain. Mm-hmm. We kept having the flooding in Mississippi and the Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? All that rain. And now all of a sudden it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Did they make it rain? I know they can.
They can, yeah.
I know they can. There's websites you can get on right now for $150,000, and there's a 10 to 20% chance of rain the next day after they fly over.
Yep.
It's a fact now.
It is.
They've been doing that. They got that technology from Germany
back in
1945, and they used it all through the Korean War, and they used it through Vietnam to rain out the
Ho Chi Minh Trail.
All of them are in.
That's right.
That's right.
Correct, sir.
I know they did that. So, who is in control of making it rain so much it was, you know, just before the outbreak? Because I think it all come in when they had that big, like a huge bunch of people from China come in January. Mm-hmm. Then our rains come in. Well, all they got to do is strategically, you know, send people over that was infected with it.
Yep.
Think about it. And Democrats, once you go through customs, you grab that guy, he talks to a lot of people that whole day, don't he?
Yeah, he does.
Everybody he touches and talks to. And then he goes home, gives it to his family. And you just keep on all these ports of entry. You know, Miami, you talk about Los Angeles and Washington. Look at all the hot spots. That's exactly what happened. They come in with it in January, infected us all, and then the rains all of a sudden started. Like, maybe that's how it got into the water.
Listen, we're open to
scary stuff.
All right, thank you for the call. We're open to all lines of thinking here. And let me add to what you said, and thank you, Terry, for your info. We all here in this building are pretty convinced that we had this already, that we had COVID go through this building at the end of January, beginning of February, because everybody was sick for almost 2 weeks. I was diagnosed with pneumonia the first Saturday of February. When I sat up in bed, I could hear myself breathe.
Oof.
And I had medications and cough suppressant and all that stuff, so I didn't miss any work. I had no clue. The doctors had no clue. It was ahead of them. They called it the crud, but it didn't fit the profile of anything. It wasn't the seasonal flu. It was different. Because when you're calling it the crud because you got nothing better to call it, and I'm not talking about one doctor.
You don't know what it is.
All they can do is help you with the symptoms. So I kind of think what Terry just said, there's some credence to that. I believe that there's a deliberate component to this story that may take time to get out. But today, look at Nancy Pelosi.
Biatch!
Announcing, I'm creating a new House committee to oversee the coronavirus response. We'll have subpoena power to seek information from the Trump administration. Politics, politics, politics. What an asshole that woman is. Oh, my God.
Why is she still there? Why is she not in prison?
She's got nothing better to do? Fly back to California with a stimulus bill for people that are waiting on money? And they're so overwhelmed trying to keep up with it, people may have to wait past the 13th of the month to get it into their accounts so you can add a lot of stuff to it that has nothing to do with coronavirus relief. You are Satan personified.
Amen.
Just turned 80. Well, some of her did.
There is good news.
And the one part of her that's actually 80 years old, take a guess.
Rectum.
Yeah. It's the... I'm sorry. It's a good thing. I would risk the prison time to go after her.
Oh, don't say that on the air, please. Don't say that.
Oh, I'll dump it then. I didn't say that.
No, you didn't.
Welcome to Happy Hour, New Star 93.
Yeah, start MW. Over. Absolutely.
But it felt good to say it.
Yes, I bet it did.
It felt really good to say it.
She's just evil.
One thing that doesn't stop, whether there's a virus going around or it is your lawn. Guess what? Spring has sprung, kids. And we did have quite a bit of rain. So a lot of nutrients underneath the surface of the ground over the winter, and it's growing like gangbusters.
Boy, howdy is it.
So here's a suggestion. And look, we love our service people, like John Cato. I know he goes to Lewis Lawn and the pros. Some people, though, may not be able to pay a service to do that work. So you're looking for a mower, or you've got a mower, but you haven't used it, and it's not working. Lewis Lawn to the rescue here. They actually have this new line. Ginny introduced it to me just before she passed away. It was the last time I saw her in January, late January. They had just gotten it in. It's called the E-Go. God, I miss her. I still have her picture in this celebratory spot we have near the living room, because I just can't believe that she's gone. She's just such a wonderful person.
I agree.
And so I went over there with some key lime pies, and she says, I want to show you something new that just came in. And she was Jenny at that point. You know, she was,
she was big on that printer product.
And she and TJ took me to the new showroom, because they have two now. And she said, look at these. And these were battery-powered mowers, edgers, and trimmers. Lightweight, comparably priced to gasoline-powered. including a self-propelled battery-operated mower. You made a comment last week that the battery technology is much improved.
Yes, that's the key to everything.
So you can get everything you need to get done on an average lawn with one charge. And they're really great products. And like I said, comparably priced. So that might be a place to look. But if you need something rehabbed, whether it's a mower, blower, pressure washer, or chainsaw, they can do that. They carry all the other great product lines like Shindawa and Steel. And, of course, in the mowing department, you've got Toro, Exmark. It's all good. It's just what works best for you. Mm-hmm. Please help support them. You kind of need them at this time of the year because you don't want to have to. It's tough enough to go through and see all the stuff going on. At least if your yard looks nice, that should put a smile on your face to some extent. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig, 244-9191 is the number. And if you do stop by, tell the gang you heard about them right here, please.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Home Depot is here to help. And we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
David Caruso is back to solve the disappearance of Carol Baskin's ex-husband. It's CSI. Tiger King. What do we got?
Horatio, it's rumored that Don Lewis was fed to the tigers over 20 years ago.
It's time to reopen this cold case that was put on pause. There are lions and tigers and Baskins. Oh, my. CSI Tiger King.
Horatio, we need to check if there's a body in the septic tank.
No matter what we find, Carol's story is full of crap. Hey, cool cats and kittens, don't miss CSI Tiger King.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon.
afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got a little construction going on Southwest Boulevard between I-65 and South Court Street. A little congestion at Highway 331 East South Boulevard. Also on the Northeast Boulevard with Wetumpka Highway at Ware's Ferry. And Congressman Dickinson outbound a little busy this afternoon. Now, other than that, we're looking pretty good. Light to moderate traffic all over the city, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on the ride home. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhart Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And it's all because you're not wearing pants on your video conference call. Yeah, you haven't worn pants for the last 4 weeks at all. When you're working from your home and you're sitting all alone, no one will know. Push down below.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. There's always a lighter side. It just takes a little more effort to find it. At 3:33, God, you know, I love baseball, but they're not even running their talk shows. I guess because they got nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
Or they're concerned. I heard today that some Birmingham talk station, they're all working from home. That ain't happening here.
I sure hope not.
Hey, I wonder if there's a place you can go to see if you have the antibody to this thing.
They're coming up with tests. I think Dr. Burks said yesterday that they should have something by the end of the week.
I would like to take that. I would like to have that test done just to see, confirm or deny what many of us believe here, that it's already been a thing. And while it was, I got more than everything else, just the drain it put on the body, the fatigue. The breathing, you know, you can take all kinds of stuff to you know, relieve those symptoms.
Right.
It doesn't cure you, but at least it makes it less miserable. And it did take 2 weeks.
To work its way through.
For the worst of it, yeah.
You take, Greg? I mean, what during this? Did you take pharmaceuticals?
I took a Z-Pack.
Mm-hmm.
Steroid shot. The cough suppressant was thiamylobenpropified or something.
One of those.
I think the bottle's in the car because I still have some left. It's a non-narcotic, but very effective. Very effective. And it tastes good, too.
Wow.
Rosie didn't have to put it on a spoon and try and jam it down my throat in the afternoon. So, yeah, I would love to be able to find out. That would certainly reestablish a different time frame for all of this.
You know, Mark Cumby sent me something about a story that there's...
Isn't he great, by the way?
Yes, he started sending me stuff, and I love it. There's two different strains of this. You know, one is basically the bioweaponized version, and the other. So, I don't know. There's so much we need to learn about this that we don't know yet.
And I think we are learning.
I mean,
we're learning a lot.
That's good.
And Dr. Oz was...
I like him.
Yeah, he was suggesting to Governor Cuomo today that he lift the ban on selling the chloroquine. And he gave him the benefit of the doubt. He said he felt like he restricted the sale of it because he thought that people who take it for lupus and rheumatoid arthritis would not have it available to them because people would be hoarding it and stockpiling it in their cabinets.
That's the way it happens.
You know, just in case.
One thing this whole thing has clearly demonstrated, the FDA and all the government agencies are nothing but mummified bureaucracies, and Trump has cut through all of this red tape to expedite the availability of these things. And then I still can't believe you had two frickin' Democratic governors and that woman in Michigan. They're talking about her running with Joe Biden. I think her name is Schmitter or something. Schmitter.
Let her go ahead.
Doesn't matter.
Well, she and the governor of Nevada, who, by the way, appointed a medical director for the state that isn't even a doctor. God, I'm strong enough.
It sounds like our education department here in Alabama, doesn't it?
Lynn?
Yeah.
Hold on.
If they say they're a doctor, they must be a doctor.
You would think. I would like to know. Like, if I was the governor of a state, I would ask my personal physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling, would you be my state medical director?
Yeah.
He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
He's a rational thinker.
That's what you want.
Yeah. I wouldn't, as good as he is, I wouldn't go to your head mechanic and say, would you run the state health board for me? Because
that's not his thing.
He may have and he does, from what you've told me, an extreme talent when it comes to taking care of motorized equipment, but
it's a whole different world.
But that's not how it works in politics. They appoint bureaucrats. They return favors with these government jobs with big salaries to people that don't have a particular skill set, and our government is loaded with them.
You better believe it.
This is Len. Hello, Len.
How you doing, buddy?
He's doing good.
I am level-headed and calm.
Just talking about you were sick between first couple weeks in January.
Late January, early February.
Me too.
What did you have? What were your symptoms?
Same thing you said. Coughing, but, you know, set up. And they'll say they ain't scared to breathe. Stuff like that. And the old lady grabbed me up. Took me to the dock in the box on a Saturday. They gave me a shot in the arm and wrote me some prescription. Left there and never had to pay a dime. I mean, this is the upbeat story, okay?
Yeah.
Never had to pay a dime. Went to, said, need to go to Publix. They got cheaper medicine. So I went to Publix. But that medicine that the doctor in the box prescribed was like a couple $100.
Whoa.
You know? So I said, send me to the VA. Let's ride over to the VA. So I went to the VA, walked in there. Nobody there but me. They was nice. Took all my information, told me to sit right there, and put me in a room, and the doc come in there. And I said, the only reason I'm here is because of these prescriptions. I've already been to Dr. Buck. He said, well, we don't have this medicine, but I can rewrite it. Instead of one pill, it'd be two pills. So I got all my medication, got taken care of. Never, as far as I know, it ain't cost me a dime because I ain't got a bill yet.
Good.
That's a good thing.
Isn't that what the VA is there for? So you don't have to pay?
Normally I pay $8 a month for my medicine, but I think because I went to the emergency room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's the reason I didn't get no bill.
Well, good. You feeling all right now?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
I'm fine.
Congratulations.
Oh, but to answer your question, though, I said it was bronchitis.
I think that's a symptom.
Yeah. I was diagnosed with that. And when I felt like crap a week later, I went back to the same place. And this time they took a chest X-ray and they said it was pneumonia. I got to run. I appreciate the call. And stay healthy.
Yeah,
this is
really.
Tanya?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Tanya.
Now that y'all have scared the you-know-what out of me, I'm really freaking out. This is not good. And by the way, I was tested with the flu back in the January of the strep B.
The type B flu?
Yeah.
The strain B? Okay.
Yep,
now, wait a minute, hold it. What is scaring you at this particular moment?
Well, when you, you talk about how the Chinese could have came over here, you know, with it and done something or put it in the water and stuff like that. I mean, it honestly feels like I've never experienced this. I'm 52. I'm from California. My girlfriend, they're homebound. They can't go anywhere.
Yeah, and that's where the Chinese came in. I mean, by the thousands. And when Trump wanted to halt the travel from China to this country, everybody said he was a xenophobe and a racist.
He called hell for doing it.
Right.
That was January 29th, by the way.
But he did it anyway.
He did it anyway because somebody's got to make a decision in the best interest of everybody.
He did it.
But the real issue here is how this originated, how it's going around. But the numbers, they're abusing numbers, Tanya. Let me give you an example here. Who's heard a number? How many have been cured? How many have survived? How many have had mild symptoms? Prince Charles tested positive. We're not getting that. All we're getting is death. Now we've reached 5,000, and it's the biggest in the world. That's because you're dumb enough to believe anything that China says? Oh, my God. So I'm sorry if we caused you to react that way, but you're going to be fine.
She knows
I know it, but I love your show. I love Dan's show. And I learn more from y'all than I do anybody I know. So
don't be scared, Tanya.
I never be scared.
I got a 12-year-old son, so I can't. If I freak out, he's going to freak out. So I can't do
that. Freak out.
Good.
Never freak out.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Take care. And we love you. God bless you for listening to this show.
Thank you for listening to Blue Water.
Hey, by the way, it'll be a break. Even though it's always a reality check, we're going to talk to Jacqueline at about 4:05. And her phone calls have become medicinal.
She's a hoot.
She is just a riot over the phone. I got to see the big cross her husband built. And I'm not making because Easter is such a cherished and important holiday.
There are a number of crosses out in the neighborhood.
Oh, I love that here. You didn't see that in Florida, but the wooden crosses with the purple.
And lighted crosses, too.
Lighted crosses. I'm just wondering, I'm envisioning a digital reenactment of the resurrection on somebody's lawn. I'm waiting for that next step. Not in a disrespectful way. When they reenact, I saw Jesus Christ Superstar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you?
Yeah, the Broadway production.
Yeah, the good one.
In the early 70s. And when they reenacted that part of the story, the whole place was crying.
I bet.
And that's with the special effects available at that time.
I can only imagine.
It was so moving.
It should be.
It was truly a religious experience. So I'm not being flippant here. Never would.
I'm going to put candles in my windows. Because that's the symbol of hope.
Now that we've taken this reasoned and respectful tone, Nancy Pelosi is a
biatch.
3:45. Sorry, I can't. And Democrats.
Oh, cheats and liars.
That's right.
They really are. This is ridiculous.
And if you're voting for them.
How did you ever get so stupid?
If you call yourself a Christian, how can you vote for these people?
You can't.
I don't
Baby
understand.
Murderers. They got no conscience whatsoever.
Exactly.
And now. We're not even, who knows what point we are in dealing with, and they already want to start their first investigation, and we all know where that's going. I hate them, because they hate us, and don't think I'm overstating it or being a zealot. They hate us, they want us dead. They want this country to be their way or no way.
Absolutely correct.
We'll see if we can find ourselves a rocket scientist here in just a moment. In the meantime, beautiful day today.
Gorgeous.
Warm weather, though, is going to be, relentless soon.
Mm-hmm. It's coming.
If you want to save money on your electric costs, it's better to spend $159 and get a Clark's Club membership. Have them out to the house for two annual tune-ups. If you just paid for those individually And the sad thing is most people wait till something breaks, and then you've got an expensive repair that can generally be avoided with regular maintenance. Your AC, that big unit that nobody wants to replace, should last 20 to 30 years, and it will if you give it TLC. On this show, TLC means the love of Clark's. 277-2125, the best in the HVAC business, and complimented by a team of amazing and talented plumbers, everybody background checked and vetted. So you're working with the best. And by the way, as a member, if something goes wrong on a Saturday or a weekend or an odd time, that's them on the way to your house. Because Clark's Club membership has its privilege. That's one of them. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. While several states around the nation are issuing shelter-in-place orders to stop the spread of the coronavirus, Governor Kay Ivey is not planning on issuing one soon. A spokeswoman for the governor says she is not ready to issue a shelter-in-place order. Governors in Florida, Mississippi, and Georgia have issued stay-home directives. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says smaller hospitals in the state face more challenges with supplies and manpower. He says they are staying on top of specific hospital supplies every day to try to prevent shortages in supplies or available workers. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead and another injured. They say 26-year-old Rickelson DeBrome was shot and killed Thursday night at the intersection of Polk and Cherry Streets. Another man was also shot and was taken to a nearby hospital for a non-fatal wound. No arrests have been made. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are enjoying a nice string of days, and that's going to continue. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not quite as cold. The overnight low temperature drops to about 49. That's not too far from normal. Tomorrow, look for a warmer day, lots of sunshine with a high temperature up to 80 on Friday, low 80s Saturday with a sun and cloud mix. I think we're up to about 84 Sunday, maybe an isolated shower somewhere in the area Sunday, but most towns, I think, will stay dry. And then scattered showers and thunderstorms to start the new week on Monday, high around 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
It's April 2nd, the greatest day ever. On the 2nd of April, 1513, Ponce de Leon discovered Florida. He was searching for the Fountain of Youth and may have found it, because in a state full of senior citizens, he sure felt young. Have a great April 2nd, the greatest day ever.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market, and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolate, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for our spring break deals on lawn and garden batteries, wiper blades, brake kits, and more. Kick off the season right with fresh batteries for your lawn gear. For a limited time, purchase any SuperStart lawn and garden battery and get a $10 gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's time for the 2020 census, but what is the census? For my grandfather, the census meant new possibilities. He came here 50 years ago for a better life, and he learned the census counted everyone to inform billions of dollars in funding each year for things that mattered to him and his community. Thanks to him, we all got counted, which gave us all the possibilities we have today.
Shape your future. Start here. Complete the census at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
A rocket scientist right after a traffic check. 352.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a check on the highways. We've got a good bit of traffic now on the boulevard around the city. Mostly moderate traffic. A little congestion at most of the major intersections. A little bit of construction going on Southwest Boulevard between I-65 and South Court Street. Be aware that that's there. Could slow you down a little bit. I-65 and 85 rolling along at the speed limit. No issues there. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. But keep it here. We will keep you updated all the way home at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they'll bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
As we discuss, when do we go back to work? When do we weigh the whisk with? Why do I have to turn into Elmer Fudd when I'm trying to be articulate? When do we weigh the whisk against the reward? I'm Thowie.
We needed that.
Yeah, we needed that badly.
Yeah, I'm glad I came through.
There's something screwy around here.
Yes, that's me. Yeah, I was going to say, but we all know what it is.
I have an excuse. Check this out. This is from Euronews. I can't credit AFP. I don't know what AFP is. But they have been tracking the coronavirus around the world. And as of right now, half of the world's population is on lockdown.
This is crazy.
From local, state, national government. Half of the world's population, 3.9 billion people. In case you were wondering which country put us over the top, that would be Thailand.
Ah, cool.
So the threshold of 50% of humanity has been reached. The... It's likely going to increase, but the world cannot remain in this condition for a lengthy period of time because the things that will emerge in this shutdown state are going to be, I think, over the long haul. And you got to look, you got to kind of step back.
Well, it's easy for you to say because you don't have coronavirus.
I understand that. But the poverty, the depression,
the relief that comes from addiction. I just mentioned earlier, 55% increase in alcohol sales in 1 month.
That's crazy.
And that's not hoarding. That's people trying to kill time and stay away from this. So that to me is just a stunning number, that half of the world's population
it's unreal.
Is on lockdown. And I think right now, sorry, Dr. Fauci, if you think you're going to wait a year and a half for a vaccine before we resume life as we knew it, you're nuts. You're crazy. People are already starting to get, you know. So whether we have to do it with masks and, you know, continue the social distancing, whatever, we have to break out of this, and sooner than later, or we'll have problems that we can't even envision right now.
Amen.
I think I will dig up that boom column and read it maybe.
Yeah, please do.
Yes.
Around 4:40 or so.
Good.
Yes.
Because it's out today at riverregionboom.com, and it's called One Flew into a Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm. And it's so good.
By the way, Applied Security, that's Mark and Vicky, a local team that's been in the security business for, they're in their fourth decade. They do state-of-the-art technologies. They're terrific people, too. I mean, when you're working, they can assume your existing monitoring for about a little under $30 a month, depending on the situation, and they can protect your home, your business, with any number of different technologies that you can choose from. And when you need them, they're a phone call away at 279-8338, 279-8338. And they sponsor this feature every day. We're very grateful to them for the support. That's Applied Security, 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Bird permit number is 276. We're 2 minutes away from Fox News. And Jacqueline Tomlinson's going to join us for a chat around 4:05.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667. Or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Daily Journal, day 16. It's so sad during this stay-at-home thing that when I'm not talking on the phone with friends,